Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Harris. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lemay. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Priddy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Priddy. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts towards the mound. Priddy fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lemay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller takes first base on ball four. Brown moves to second. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Kenworthy moves to second. Jerry McNurtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNurtney hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning five, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fuller strikes out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wagner. Sims reaches second base with a double. May scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Bob Locker now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Smith pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Smith moves to second. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Willie Smith. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 2 in the game. Tiant bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Nelson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelson scores. Tiant moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Billy Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tiant scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Jimmy Hall. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bill Voss now playing right field. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Cardenal now playing center field. Max Alvis now playing third base. Billy Harris now playing second base. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kenworthy strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper pinch hits for Lime. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNerney takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Jerry McNerney. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bradford moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 0 for 3 in the game. Cozzi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 2 in the game. Tiant hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kenworthy strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.